The Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe, says adequate measures have been put in place to kickstart the collection of TV license fee. He said a TV license fee has become necessary because of the role GBC is mandated by law to play, which is public service broadcasting. Major Donchebe said currently GBC is unable to operate efficiently due to lack of funding, citing huge electricity bills, the need for quality equipment and other resources. He said all stakeholders have agreed on collection of the TV license fee, which will be categorized into three, namely domestic users, commercial and retailers. He spoke on our current affairs program Focus, which discussed the TV license fee.
Inadequate funding. It's all a question of funding. Remember that GBC pays electricity bills like everybody else. In fact, at the moment, the Electricity Company of Ghana is chasing us because we have the unpalatable and uncomfortable situation of a national broadcaster delivering virtually a social service and yet paying commercial electricity rates. There is a disconnect. There is no way you can provide a social service which is supposed to be free. You operate in places like Damongo where there are no advertisers of any kind, and yet you are expected to operate 24 hours or more, and there are no funds coming in. There's a transmitting station there which consumes power to the tune of 8,000 Ghana cedis a month. And who is going to pay for that power? You are not giving any concession in respect of commercial electricity rates. We pay the same rate as for multimedia, but multimedia restricts itself to doing business where there is money. We are expected to do business all over Ghana. The parts of Ghana where there is no money, GBC is supposed to be there by law. And yet, the law does not make provision for our electricity bills to be taken up by anybody. We are supposed to pay our electricity bills from our internally generated funds. So there is a complete disconnect. That is the reason why we are pushing for a TV license fee to take care of social broadcasting, which is public service broadcasting. I am very hopeful for the future, and I know that a lot of work has been done by management of GBC, and we have support from the Ministry of Communications, support from the National Media Commission, from the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association, from the National Communication Authority. So all stakeholders are one on the future direction of broadcasting in Ghana. And we believe that with this oneness, with this commonality of purpose, we are on the right track, and Ghanaians should expect positive broadcasting in the very near future.
Major Donchebe said Ghana's TV license fee is the lowest in the world. He said for GBC to operate like its benchmark, the BBC, money is crucial.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. And very sad. Very, very sad. In fact, when I appeared before the Parliamentary Select Committee on subsidiary legislation to argue for the increase in the TV license fee, I went there with documentation on TV license fees across the world. I think I had tabulated about 110 countries. And it was so sad that our TV license fee was the lowest in the world. In fact, it was so low that it had no comparison to any other country. Whilst we were at converted into US dollars, which is an international currency, our 30 pesos then was equivalent to about 8 US cents, not dollars, cents. The lowest fee was the fee charged in Mauritius, 22 US dollars. So whilst we were at 8 cents, less than 10% of a dollar, Mauritius, which had the lowest fee then, was charging 22 US dollars. And all the other countries that we turn around to say our broadcasting should be like BBC, the BBC is collecting 145.50 pounds per year to fund broadcasting. Namibia, they were charging 24 US dollars. South Africa, 26 US dollars. These are all African countries. And unfortunately, people expect you to use the 8 cents to challenge the dominance of the BBC. The interesting thing was that in many countries, even for public radio, so you pay a license fee for television and pay a license fee for radio.
Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe. For his part, the PR of the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association, Giba Kwesi Achiman, speaking via telephone, said broadcasting is a crucial sector in society and must be given the necessary financial support. He said Giba is fully in support of the TV license fee and called for measures to ensure the amount is revised periodically.
Happy because we've gone beyond just looking at GBC, looking at the various actors within the sector, the national media, communist and Giba, and all the various players, and said, okay, how can we all collaborate to ensure that these fees are collectible and are collected, and two, that the monies that are accruing will go to investment in the industry. Because broadcasting is a major sector. We shouldn't downplay it. And if we don't resource it well, we will never be able to move it to the level that we demand or desire it to be. I think we've always stated that in as much as we are private broadcasters, we do a lot of public service broadcasting. We are commercial, but yes, if you look at the areas of sanitation, awareness, education, the areas of support to, for example, when it comes to election issues, for example, district assembly, and the level of education that is provided through the private broadcasters to support the efforts of GBC in the public service broadcasting realm. And so that's how we're going to utilize that money.
That was the president of GEBA, Kwesi Ajeman, speaking on our current affairs program Focus, which discussed the TV license fee.